Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So, Danny's out, which means you know Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, and this new Commanders front office is about to cook. And they have started doing that today with a couple of a big additions on both sides of the line. How's that sound for you? Your first two moves of the Adam Peters era, bringing in a starter on the defensive and the offensive lines. You think he's got an idea as to how he wants to build this team from the front out on both sides of the ball, perhaps? Of course, your head coach, Dan Quinn, was the defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys the last 3 years. And the first two additions that they've made, there are two splashes today in free agency for a new starting edge at defensive end and a new starting center on their offensive line. Both career Dallas Cowboys who shared that locker room and that building with Dan Quinn over the last three seasons. So my question to you, and I have posted a poll at Grant H. Paulson, and I want your feedback. I've got about 650 votes over the last few minutes since I posted this poll. We called the Rivera era Carolina obsession Commanthers football. When everything they did, they just went and got a bunch of Carolina Panthers. Well, here in free agency, Dan Quinn sitting in the room with Peters and Newmark getting his guys, 2 for 2 on reuniting with Dallas Cowboys. I'm wondering, what do you like better, the Cowmanders or the Comboys? Which one are we going with? I got to know my audience here, I suppose, and I'm going to assume that you don't like either of those. But give it some thought, the Cowmanders or the Comboys. I kid because I care. Look, go add good football players. I don't care if you played for Dallas or Philly or New York or Vegas or Buffalo. It doesn't matter, as Stone Cold used to say, or was it The Rock? It doesn't matter what your name is. I might have been Rocky. Go get me starters. Go upgrade positions of need. Go add talent to a team devoid of Pro Bowlers that doesn't have enough of it. So, as we are now 2 hours and 6 minutes into the league year, unofficially, legal tampering, Dorrance Armstrong, defensive end, now a Commander. He will start on the edge. And Tyler Biadasz, that is B-I-A-D-A-S-Z, Biadasz. Your two new starters for the Washington Commanders. Let's talk first about Dorrance Armstrong. Chronological order, they came to terms with him first. Armstrong's 26, and somehow he's already played in six NFL seasons. Super young rookie, obviously. All 6 of his years in Dallas, the last 3, as I mentioned, playing for Dan Quinn. Now, he was not in the room with Joe Witt Jr., a defensive backs coach, as a D lineman, but obviously they know each other well. Witt's now being elevated to the DC role, so there's some familiarity that should help him hit the ground sprinting there as well. Armstrong really broke out, not this past season, but the one before. 8.5 sacks, added another 7.5 off the edge this past season. So 16 sacks the last 2 years. This past year, he had 35 pressures, despite only playing on 42% of snaps. Think about that. They're so loaded, right? They move Micah Parsons all over the place, doesn't really come off the field. Dorrance Armstrong was kind of a situational pass rusher type, who played a little less than half of the snaps defensively for Dallas, and he still managed 7.5 sacks. He's got immensely long arms. First thing you're going to find if you dig deep into his profile, 34 3/4-inch arms. Pretty elite. I mean, you don't see that very often. Montez Sweatish in that way. He can play the run, you know, keep blockers off of him as he tries to decipher what's going on in the backfield. And he's played every single game in 3 of the last 4 years for the Cowboys. So there's some durability there. Now he's going to play more. His role's going to expand. And we'll see if he can stay on the field more often in game. And then if that means he still can play week in and week out. What I liked about how the Cowboys used him, and because the guy that was responsible for his usage is now in Washington, I have to imagine that this means that the Commanders might do something similar. I really liked how much they moved him around. Right, he is a pretty traditional defensive end, but he would line up over the A-gap. There were times where they would stand him up. He did a lot of different things as kind of more of a gadget option for them because he was a spare extra piece when he came on the field. Now, here, I'm guessing he's just going to be, for the most part, right now he's the top edge on the roster, like a hand in the dirt, get off the ball and go get the quarterback defensive end. But I hope that with him comes some of the creativity and the usage that we saw. Pro Football Focus ranked him the 49th defensive end among the edges out of 112 at the position last year. Not a star by any means, and I don't think anyone should assume that he's coming in here to start stringing 11 and 12 sack seasons together. We have not seen the money he's making. I have not seen the projected contract, but he's not going to be breaking the bank. I think when I saw PFF project his number, it was a little over $10 million a year when they looked at it a couple weeks ago. Because the cap is larger, I'm assuming it might be a little bigger than that, but he's not going to get some crazy amount of money. You know, we're talking about probably half or so what Montez Sweat made to stay in Chicago after the Commanders decided not to pay him. Just to give you an idea of the quality of the player in the market, a Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio's site, ranked the top 100 free agents right before the start of the league year today. So this took into account, you know, a bunch of the guys that had been tagged and, you know, who had re-signed and whatnot. They ranked Dorrance Armstrong 55th best out of their top 100 free agents. So I wouldn't consider Dorrance Armstrong a splash necessarily in that it's not a marquee addition. This is not someone who's going to go to, you know, 2, 3, 4 Pro Bowls over the next few years. But I think he is an upgrade, and this is an important acquisition, and this is what the Commanders should be doing. Go get talent at positions where you don't have enough of it. And their defensive end spot coming into the league year today was not close to good enough. After you traded Sweat and Young to Chicago and San Francisco, respectively, last season, the pass rush fell off massively. Understandably, those are two really good players, and you would turn things over to backups who had been elevated. James Smith-Williams, who, by the way, is a free agent. Casey Tuhill, who, by the way, is a free agent. F.A. Obada, who got hurt again and who, by the way, is a free agent. None of those guys are under contract as we sit here right now today. Their agents are able to talk to other teams. So the defensive ends on this roster were K.J. Henry and Andre Jones, drafted in rounds 5 and 7, respectively, one season ago. That tells you that defensive end was going to be a massive priority. And I think by going out and getting Dorrance Armstrong, you can now assume that Washington doesn't have as much necessity or desperation to make edge an early pick. You still need a second starter. I'd love to go get Bryce Huff in free agency, the former Jet, who I think is the best available edge outside of probably Danielle Hunter. Sounds like Bryce Huff signing in Philadelphia today with the Eagles. So cross him off the list. Danielle Hunter is the next of the best of the rest available. And Danielle Hunter, who's a great player, is older. But maybe you could have him on a couple-year deal where you pay a little more in the next couple seasons if you just want to bring someone in here to get an impact rush and some sacks. But I'll be curious to see if they're done spending on the edge. What they could do is pair Dorrance Armstrong with a rookie who they draft in rounds 2, where they have the 36th and the 40th picks, or maybe beyond. Round 3, go get someone you bring in here that you like a little more initially than the late-round picks from a year ago who are your holdovers. But they're not done at that position. They just don't have enough guys on the roster who you feel good about right now. So Armstrong, first free agent signed by the Commanders off the board. Then you go to the offensive side of the ball, where similarly the first move that the Peters era sees Washington make is on the line. And they go get a center. Love this. With all due respect to Dorrance Armstrong, decent player. To me, this is my favorite of the two moves they've made so far. You're going to have a kid quarterback in here. You're probably drafting that guy second overall. I guess it's possible that you move up to one and take Williams. I don't think they're doing that. I think that would be a mistake. It's certainly a possibility that they could move back from two and take a quarterback somewhere else in the early part of the draft. I also wouldn't do that, and I also think that would be a big mistake. Stick at two and make your decision. Put your neck on the line and go get yourself your guy. Is it Drake May of North Carolina? Is it Jaden Daniels out of LSU? Who knows? Maybe you shock everybody and you fell in love with J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan. Don't really care. You pick a quarterback at two. You find your flavor. Which guy do you like best? You bring him in here and you let him make some music. But here's the key. You better build up that offensive line. I will say to the Peters-Newmark regime what I said to the Rivera-Marty party nonsense of the last few years. If you're turning things over to a young quarterback, Sam Howell, please, for the love of God, give the guy a chance and beef up that offensive line. And I'm not talking about Nick Gates. So what do they do today? They go get a 26-year-old who has played in a Pro Bowl in Tyler Biadasz, entering year five, last 4 years in Dallas. Pretty good player. Two seasons ago in the Pro Bowl in 2022. Missed just one game in each of the last 2 years. Been pretty durable. Otherwise, you're talking about playing every game over the last 3 years. One per season here, the last couple contests. Went to Wisconsin. Big Ten football. Physical in the middle of the line of scrimmage. Again, not a star by any means. I'm not pretending like they went out and signed the best center in the National Football League, but one of the best centers on the market. 88th in PFT's top 100, kind of swimming in those same waters where you don't need to necessarily win a bidding war for Tyler Biadasz. But look, he's on offense. I get it. It wasn't in Dan Quinn's meeting room every day. Understand something about Dan Quinn, though. However you felt about the hire, and you guys know it wasn't my first choice, right? Dan Quinn's the kind of guy that transcends side of the building. If you're Tyler Biadasz, you've had some conversations with Dan Quinn over the years. You've kicked it with Quinn as he wears his backwards hat, walking around the building, sticking it up with everybody. If you were in that Cowboys organization the last few years, not only do you know Quinn, but you probably like Quinn. Everybody does. So this helps when you're trying to get Dorrance Armstrong. You get to come work with Quinn and Witt. You probably get them in a conversation at similar money with another team. Biadasz looking around going, I'll play for DQ. I like that guy. So you got your starting center. Great place to begin on the offensive line, built from the inside out. And you got your edge at defensive end. You're just getting going now. There's still a lot to be done here. But remember, it's only been 2 hours.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.